the Singing Bandit. The Singing Bandit, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan and directed by R. Calvert Hawes. The Singing Bandit in the Redwood Forest of California. In no other place in the world do trees grow so large and tall. Some of the giant sequoias are nearly 400 feet in height and big enough for four automobiles side by side to pass through the hollow trunk. The summer season in this unusual forest finds flaming beauty in wildflower and bird life unlike any other place on earth. Our scene, Bluebird Canyon, the camp of Colonel Alvin Bancroft, the student of nature, and with him, his daughter, Nora.
Oh, Father, I've never seen such big trees and so many beautiful birds.
Well, this forest must be the home of all the western birds.
Oh, I should say so. The watch them flutter and sing. Mm-hmm. Well, they're having a regular fiesta all their own. Oh, look. Look at that little yellow fellow with his purple wings and red feet.
Oh, yes. And that cute little fellow with the white wings and the green head. My, he's a beauty.
Oh, not a care in the world. Say, look, Father.
Where?
Who those people are coming through the woods.
Well, I do declare, that's Pancho Gonzalez in the lead. The same fellow we met at the Santa Barbara Fiesta last June.
Why, it is. Those are his musicians, too.
Yes?
Well, what do you suppose they're doing out here?
Oh, I don't know. You know a lot of people call him a bandit. But he certainly doesn't look like one.
I hope we're not in for any trouble.
Oh, I don't believe that fellow is really bad. His love for music is a good indication of that. Do you suppose he remembers us?
I wonder.
Buenos dias, Americano. Buenos dias, senorita.
Hello there. Come on over.
Si, senor. Well, you like the big trees, eh?
Oh, indeed we do. You know, this is our first trip to the Redwoods.
You like the big trees too, senorita?
Oh, yes. Well, no one could have made me believe there were such trees. They're so big and strong. They make me think of giant statues of liberty.
Liberty, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe not. You know, Pancho is afraid big trees will not have liberty very long. No.
Why not?
Well, the Americano, he make many houses out of big trees. And someday, lumber mills come and big forest be cut down.
Oh, but I understand the government has been talking of making a national park out here.
Well, maybe so, and it would make Pancho very happy.
Wouldn't it be terrible if a fire ever got started out here?
Oh, no. Redwood trees, he have no peach, no rosin. He no burn very quick.
Well, I thought any kind of tree would burn.
No.
Oh, you love this country, don't you?
Why not? You know, my uncle, he first man who find big tree. He owned big rancho in Foothill.
Do you mean your uncle discovered this forest?
See, he find big tree long time before Americano come. Senorita, do you know why Pancho he come here?
Why, of course. It's home to you.
Well, maybe so. But when little birds sing, troubadour make many songs.
They imitate the melody of the birds, you mean?
Ah, see, si, senorita. All fiesta song, he come from the little bird. You remember Santa Barbara Fiesta, no?
Oh, indeed I do. Well, I'll never forget the beauty of the costumes and the music. Oh, it's no wonder you people put so much feeling into your fiestas.
Gracias, senorita.
I'm so glad you came to the big trees while we were here.
Oh, the troubadour, he come to big trees every June.
Oh.
You know, we learn many notes from the birds. Can't you think we play for senorita? Many more birds come. You wait, you see. Then maybe we go to rancho, eh?
Many people called Pancho the Singing Bandit, yet he had friends on every rancho from Mexico to San Francisco. After the troubadours departed from the Bancroft camp, we find Nora and her father enjoying the sunset beauty of the wildwood. An hour has gone by. The campfire is dimming. They hear the approach of a Mexican boy.
Señorita, Pancho, he say gives to you.
Oh, thank you. Why, Father, it's a letter from Pancho.
Hmm?
A wild rose pinned to each corner. Well, look, I don't understand.
Oh, tut, tut. Now, don't let that disturb you, Nora. He's just a little romantic, that's all.
Oh, look at what he writes.
What does he say?
Forgive me, Senorita, please. Indian tell Pancho you better move to high ground quick. Indian say Great Spirit tell him. Pancho, he believe. You better move camp, please. Pancho. Well, what in the world do you suppose he means?
Roses and Indians, huh?
No, I feel it's some kind of warning.
You're not falling in love with that romantic fellow, are you?
Of course not. Nothing like that, Father.
Colonel Bancroft saw nothing but a flirtatious gesture on the part of Pancho. And the night wore on, silent as the grave. Bancroft, giving no thought to Pancho's timely warning, the unusual humidity and storm clouds forming over the mountain range. About midnight, however, while Nora was dreaming of troubadours, music, and birds, the hand of fate swept down upon the Bancroft camp.
Pancho will save, senorita.
Oh, I'm choking.
No.
The storm was a tropical hurricane and cyclonic tornado combined, flooding creeks and canyons, spreading out, sweeping everything in its path, roaring on down the canyon, leaving death and destruction. The following morning, we visit Pancho's camp on higher ground.
Oh, where am I? Why, what's you, Pancho? Where's Father?
Wait, little senorita, you are very weak.
Oh, but Father, where is he? Oh, tell me, tell me.
Senorita, your father, he is gone.
Gone? Gone? Oh, no.
Oh, deep grave, senorita. We cannot bring him back. Here. Take a little hot tea. It make you feel better. There. Nice.
Oh, poor Daddy. Oh, why couldn't it have been me?
No, senorita. Someday you'll be very happy. Here, look. Pancho give you the little bag of gold dust. Maybe someday you need.
Oh, no, Pancho. I mustn't take your money.
Oh, come on, you take it. My uncle, he's got plenty money.
Nora recovered from the shock of her father's death, but one day she disappeared, leaving no trace of where she went. A year later, however, we find Pancho in the Mission Garden of Santa Barbara. He stands in meditation, but suddenly his eyes meet those of a young woman in pure white.
It is you, senorita. You, alive, alive.
Yes, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, think of you day and night. All the time, Pancho love you, senorita.
Oh, no. No, you mustn't say that.
But Pancho miss you. He do not understand. When senorita run away from camp, many people say she jump in water, she drown.
Oh, I know, Pancho. It was very unkind of me to run away. But for night after night, I dreamed of floating logs. raging water. I would sink, come up, then go down again. I was bruised, bleeding.
But why you do not tell Pancho?
Oh, you were so good to me. I couldn't bother you, Pancho. You see, with a little bag of gold dust you gave me, I made my way to the mission. Without your help, I don't know what would have become of me. But those awful dreams, oh, they were horrible.
See, but you know, Pancho, he dreamed too. Pancho, he dreamed he married Senorita. He dreamed he take her many places.
I understand, Pancho. But that can never be.
Senorita, you are very beautiful. Pancho would like one little kiss.
No, I'm sorry.
One little kiss, Senorita, please. You make Pancho very happy. One kiss, just one, please.
Don't you understand, Pancho? I found happiness in this old mission. I am to become one of the sisters. I cannot kiss you.
Oh, Pancho, understand. Si. In nome di Padre, Figlio e Spirito Santo. Si. Si. I understand, Senorita. The whole world is full of sunshine. You remember, Pancho tell you his uncle discovered big trees. You remember, no?
Of course I remember. Oh, I can never forget that.
Well, I told you uncle have big rancho, and he give rancho to Pancho long time ago.
Well, and you deserve it.
But what do you think, Senorita? The big rancho have much gold. Pancho will have lawyer fix deed. He will sign deed, and Pancho will give the big tree, the birds, the rancho, and the whole mountain to Senorita.
Oh, no, Pancho. You should give it to your own people.
But Pancho, he's got no people. Long time Pancho be alone, all alone, Senorita.
You're very kind. I hardly know how to thank you. But if gold is really found...
Gold? Why, Senorita, the whole mountain is full of gold. Pancho got no time for gold, no. You know... People say that Pancho is bandito, but they do not know. Pancho has much work to do. Pancho like to help many people. Someday you will know.
Well, if gold is found up there, your gift shall be used to help restore the old missions and preserve the music of old California.
Gracias, senorita. You are very beautiful. Very beautiful. But you are more than beautiful. You are a good woman. A very good woman. And now, Pancho... He kissed your hand.